believe in me when your life's a living hell. And when all the things around you seem to quickly fade away, there's just one thing I really want to know. On my word, against all odds, will you believe what I have said? What seems impossible, will you believe every promise I made?
Hello, once again, this is Nathan from Orangeburg, South Carolina. I'm trying to put somebody on the spot once again. I had a call out for a couple people, but they could not have been found. But I did contact a couple people that's going to be interested in doing something in the near future. In fact, I met a pastor not at the hospital that's interested in doing some work around the Orangeburg area, and I'm going to get back in contact with him. Well, I didn't get in contact with Ruth, but I did get in contact with a past event that I attended a couple weeks ago. But before we go any further, I'm going to go ahead and say a short prayer to bring us in line up with the head of everything we do in our life. And that's our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We're going to ask our Holy Spirit that live within us to connect with him and let him work this thing out for us tonight and put us on the right pathway. We got a lot of information we need to give out. We want more information that we can give out. We want to make this show on Sunday night work for the small business people, for current events, for just knowledge and communication with people. That's what we're looking for. In our precious name, we ask that the Spirit that lives within us right now, Spirit to Spirit, will you go out and touch our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and let him know that we love him with all our heart, all our mind, all our soul. And we just love him, and that we love our neighbor as we love ourselves, that he would intercede in our behalf forever. And we thank him with all our heart. And for further ado, we don't know how this show is going to turn out tonight, but I know when he's in the head of it, and he's going to work it out, he's going to promote it, he's going to put it in order where he wanted it to be. And I'm giving him total permission to set it up and fix it. And you give it to God and leave it there, he said he'll fix it. In his precious name, I do pray. I'm not going to say amen. I'm going to keep him right there on the spot with me. I want him there. I can't do nothing inside him. He's been proving things to me in the last couple of weeks that I've never could dream that could happen in a lifetime. And one of those past events, we had a deliverance service on Sunday before last. And the Holy Spirit fell in there. I saw people got delivered. I haven't came off that wagon yet. I'm still riding on that deliverance. And I was so amazed about the people, and they poured their heart out to God. And God released. God just released from it. Just want to move to another level. And I thank God for that choir. In the midst of that, we ran into a young lady that had to go. She just had to go get her children ready to go to school. She found me that Monday, and she said, "I got to get the Spirit out of me. I'm talking. I'm hearing sermons in my head. I'm writing them down. In fact, I write down one, here come another. I see myself up there just delivering the word for God and doing God's work." So we had another deliverance service today. And she came and she delivered her word. And if you wasn't there, I hope you feel it in the atmosphere, because it came from her heart. You know, it's hard to get up there and get behind that podium or that pulpit and look out into the, or even being hardly nobody sitting out there. It's a hard job to make that first step to deliver God's word with a powerful and boldness, and want him to use you and not be of yourself. But she got through it today, and I think she's on the way. And the first lady, the pastor wife, she came up and gave her scripture for the day. She didn't talk much after that. She did talk a little bit last week. People got to come out of that box. They got to come and let that shell go. Just take the lips and just open their mouth and let God just use them. God is looking for people to be used these days and times. So I thank God for all of them. I thank God for Orangeburg Crown Ministry out on the Columbia Road. It's just a powerful little ministry that's just coming up. And I thank God for it. It's just amazing what God's doing out there, delivering people one by one. And other current event is another past event. I had the opportunity to led to go out to Worship House in Bowling Town. And after I got there, I found out that they was having a service, and during the course of the service, after the service, they decided while their leaders are still alive and still functioning in the house of God, they decided to go ahead and give them an award. It recognized them and tell them they appreciate them for everything they did. They didn't just do the pastor of the house. They did the pastor of the house. They did the deacons. And I think they did give the deacons' wives. I think they included them in it. Because, you know, they play a major role in this, too. You know, a lot of times these deacons can't go out and do what they got to do for God unless the wife done prepared them to go. So they got rewarded too and got recognized. And, you know, and then they had a big feast afterwards, you know, and that was something that we don't see lately in our worship house. So God is doing a great move. I enjoyed the message. I got a shout out to them. I'm going after them. I got some pictures up online. I know you're going to take a look at it. But I'm going to have the trustee of that on the air next Sunday night and put him on the spot. I want him to tell what gave them the synergy to come out to do this special occasion for the pastor. They got two interim pastors there, and they recognize both of them. They recognize the deacon. And they recognized the deacon's lives and all the people that was doing some great work in their lives and in the church. They recognized them too. I mean, the musicians was wide open, boy. This guy sang my first song out there, All in My Heart. I mean, he sang it from his heart. And I'm giving a shout out to him too. Don't get me wrong now. The other musician was good too, and they sang good. But Just In My Heart is just my favorite song, and I love it. I just enjoyed it. Didn't get in contact with Ruth this weekend. Ruth is like me. She's out traveling, her and Derek. They're all over the county. And I appreciate them another Sunday for coming down. Now, I got delivered to Derek. Pulled his heart out in the delivered service last week. Ruth pulled her heart out, and she said a powerful prayer also. So I'm going to catch up with Derek and Ruth in Columbia, South Carolina. I know they're very busy. I know 10:30 is late for some people. But if you have any questions or anything, just dial in at 347-945-5416. And put yourself on air. You know, express yourself. We're just having a good old conversation, good old country boys, just and country women, just sitting down having a good conversation and giving you some information that might be valuable to you, letting you know what's going on in the community. That's all this show is about. And if you got some kind of business, you got a current meal, let you announce your business on here and tell where you're going to be at next week. If you're having something at your worship house, we'll announce that on the air. If you got any pictures you want to send down, if I can reduce them and get them to the size that need to go on the air, we'll do that too. We are here to serve and be inspiration to the people and to the community. We're trying to help this community to grow, but we want it to grow in God. We'll push all that evil and distrust and jealousy. We're trying to move that out of the way. And you know, the airways is one of the greatest tool Satan has. He got an Air Force out there, and he's blocking a lot. You'd be surprised what we have to go through sometimes just to get on this air. They are really putting a block up for it. And we're going to continue. On Monday night, we got Man of God, this faith walk out of Waterboro, South Carolina. He's going to be bringing on a man of God and a woman of God. And they're going to be expressing themselves on Monday night. So I'm actually right now, tune in to Monday night. And I guarantee you, you will be blessed. And on Saturday night, Mr. Willa B. and Pastor Sherry, Mr. Willa B. is out of Delaware. Pastor Sherry is out of Ohio. And they are having an awesome show. They're putting marriage in line, in check, letting you know where you're coming from Scripture, how we got fall out the relationship with God, and how God is putting us back to Him, and how the marriage is supposed to be lining up with God, because God's going to be the groom and the bridegroom going to come, and He's going to want His place back. So we are moving in the right direction. We really are. And I've been blessing. Because I tell you, the pastor wife got a blessing today. She got up there and said her scripture. After she finished her scripture, she got a phone call from her sister. And a sister went online and put her application in, and guess what? She got an interview. I tell you, if y'all don't think God will move, and when you move for Him, take my word for it. He did it for me, He'll do it for you, He'll do it for everybody. So all you got to do is, God is looking for some people to step out on faith and put Him first, and God will open up the windows of heaven for you. And bless you. I've seen it one day after day. He started blessing people. I was at the hospital this weekend. He started blessing people at the hospital. And they are being healed also. Another event we're going to have is Zuma. Zuma meeting will be in Columbia. Tomorrow afternoon at 7 o'clock off the Clemson Road. If you're coming in, if you're coming in on 77, you turn to the left on the Clemson Road, come down in the front of CVS. You can't miss it, because if I can follow those directions, anybody can follow the direction. I came off the Clemson Road. I made a left. They told me, time you get in the front of CVS, turn into the apartment complex. Time you turn into the apartment complex, the clubhouse is sitting right there on the right-hand side. You can't miss it. I mean, it's just simple direction. And Zuma, we're going to have a meeting. They had awesome people up there last 2 weeks ago, Monday night. And you got to hear the testimonies about what Zuma products are doing for thy people. They are really blessing thy people. I know it's been a blessing for me to take Zuma products. And I was going to do it, I was just going to do it for myself. But I saw what it was doing for me, and I just had to share. I don't want nobody sick. All of us should be healthy. All of us should be healthy. Young, the old, everybody. And one of our main programs was that we were going to allow last month for obesity for children. And you take this product and you use it, it's going to knock some weight off. And it's going to give you those minerals you need that we had in the old time days. It's just a blessing to be part of Zuma. And if you can't do anything else, call me, and I will direct you. Call me, and you can ride with me to Columbia Monday afternoon at this Zuma meeting. It's going to be, you can call me at 803-767. And get it right. 9214. Yeah, I can remember my phone number now. That's 767-9214. You know it's 803. And we can ride up there together, and I'll put you on the spot, and you can put me on the spot. It don't matter as long as we fellowship together and all the songs on the same. Oh, my God, look at here. We got a caller in the house, and caller, whatever you got to say, if I got a, you got a question you want to ask, or you just want to express yourself, you got the opportunity hey. Right now to come in and do it.
How you doing, Pastor Nate? Amen. This is Minister Faith Walker just calling in to support you and your On the Spot Nathan broadcast.
Go ahead, brother. So you're back out of Florida. I need that. I was about to I was about to ask. I was about to say, I need that report. That's my next thing I was going to do. I need that report out of Florida. He was down in Florida. He called me, said he was down there. The first profit class out of Florida was graduating this weekend. Brother said, but what happened? Did you put anybody on the spot?
Yeah, amen. A lot of people got put on the spot, amen. Just wanted to report back to you, amen. It's just an awesome move down there at the worship place, amen. It just with Prophet DeJuan Home Rollinson and Bishop Harold Rollinson. It's just an awesome move down there, amen. Also, Dr. Yaquanda McCall, amen. A lot of confirmation, amen. God did a lot of elevation, confirmed a lot of things. So, you know, just thankful for God being God. You know, just ain't nothing new. I mean, ain't nothing new that God ain't already said to me, but, you know, it just, you know, do the work. So, just focus on Him.
Do the work. All right. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Good.
She definitely sent her love.
How did you read out the first class?
Yes, she sent out the first class.
How many?
I believe it's like 8 or 9. It was like 8 or 9 prophets that she ordained, and she ordained 8 or 9 prophets. And one of the prophets there, he got sick. He got not really sick, but he caught a heart. He was catching a heart attack the night after he got ordained. Because once he got ordained, you know, the enemy acts up because you're in another realm. You know.
Yeah, the enemy won't act up now.
So they lay hands. They laid hands. Hold on. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, so you know, one of the prophets got sick, and they laid hands on him. Prophet DeJuan, they prayed for him, and you know he felt better. You know, he was having a heart attack right there on the spot, and they laid hands on him. Yeah, he was having a heart attack. And they prayed for him and laid hands on him in the name of Jesus. And then, you know, the prophet felt better. But he was just a newly ordained prophet. So, you know, the attack came to him. And, he, you gotta be able to.
Wow.
Yeah, you got to be able to roll with the punches. But, you know, I think he's walking in and out. So, you know, if the devil can, if he can get you operating out of position and out of, and, you know what I'm saying? And just, you know, violating a lot of different things. You know, he don't mind that. You know, so I'm learning, man. I'm learning. Yes, I'm just learning, man. So,
you
I think
care. God. He attacked
you. He don't care.
Wow.
He don't care. And he's just playing with a lot of people's emotion in this last shift. And the, you know, Prophet DeJuan, she said, she sent a word back in, just a word that I'm just going to speak. And she said, don't get caught shaking in the shaking. Yeah, she said, don't get caught in the shaking. Amen. Don't get shaking in the shaking. So I just wanted to report back to you and just letting you know what was going on.
Man, I like that. Don't get caught in the shaking.
Don't get caught in
the
shaking.
I like that.
Man. Yeah.
Wow. You know, we're getting shaken now. I saw that one. He's getting shaken heavy.
Yeah.
If you standing for God and standing on that solid rock, if you don't get shaken, you can check yourself. Check yourself and see where you stand on. Solid rock or broken rock. So if you stand on that solid rock, you're going to get shaken. He mad.
Yeah.
He good and mad. I tell you, my God. So can we sign up with this class online? They got to put it online or we got to go to Jacksonville to take a...
It's funny because you got to go online. I believe it's myprophetic.org, or you can go to GCIMP, the Global Institute of Marketplace Prophets, where, you know, Prophet DeJuan Holmes Rollinson. You can just Google that, and you can go right there to the myprophetic.com, I believe. And it should lead you there. If I have it wrong, just Google GCIMP and, you know, Global Institute of the Marketplace Prophets, and they'll just, you know, they'll take care of you.
Okay, that's good information. By the way, we do have the next thing I was putting out there tonight, that we do have Faith Walker book going across the screen as we speak, letting you know that he got a book. It's Word Play 2. Oh, prophet, man of God, what is your book doing at this present time? It is still, I heard the last time you couldn't keep it in the house. You were selling that. You were selling somebody else's book also. We be happy with the book at this present time.
Amen. As far as the book, you know, the book is good. I mean, it's Wordplay 2. It's Foundations of the Soul. It's 12 topics, 13 authors. We cover a variety of topics from spirituality to life and death, and just a lot of great things. Amen. And just it was written during one of the darkest times of my life, where I was able to really see the Lord manifest greatly in my life. It's just a documented tale of a lot of things I went through spiritually. So I just encourage the people to get it and check it out. If they need the information to get in contact with me, they can just drop an email at NathanOnTheSpot@outlook.com, and I, you know, Pastor Nathan, make sure I get the message, and you know, you definitely can be blessed by it, and just, you know, allow it to be a blessing to you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So if you need anything out there now, let's work together. Let's work together. That's what it's all about. That's what I'm thinking these last days. We got to come together and start working together. Ain't no big me, ain't no little me, ain't nothing but me working as one unit doing the work of God. I mean, we got to.
Amen.
We got to move on this thing. It's not God. God just waiting on us. He's just waiting on
Amen.
Us. That's all he's doing these of our time.
Yeah,
he's
as
bad
right.
as y'all think it is. It's just that God just waiting on us. Waiting on us. And we decide we're going to work together as a unit, God's going to start pouring out his. All his windows are going to open up. You know, God got a lot of mansions. Well, God, did you realize what's going to happen if God opened up all his mansions windows and pour out his blessing and spirit? Oh, my God. Woo! What a time. What a time we'll have. God opened up all his mansions. And don't let him open the door. God got some big doors. He done proved to me. He got the doors to make you wonder what happened. Yes, he does. I hate to do this, but I declare we're getting close to time to close out for the night. But we'll be back next week. Don't forget about Monday night. We're gonna have Faith Walker gonna be on Monday night. He's gonna be shouting out a young man, and come here. Yeah, and see what this young man got to say. We got him out there. We got him on the spot this time. And Saturday night was awesome. We had an awesome time Saturday night with Pastor Weatherby, Minister Weatherby, and Pastor Sherry. Pastor Sherry just got all Pastor Sherry. She put it to another notch. Every week, she kind of quiet. I tell you, I saw that quietness came out Saturday night. She moved it to another notch. I thank God for her. And their ministry is on marriage. You got to keep it. I mean, marriage is really being attacked now. You're really being attacked. You thank God for them. On Thursday night, we're going to have Dr. Matura out of California. Oh, man, he can come up with stuff out of his Bible. I mean, putting all these times together in this age to that age, what period it was. What Sam mean? What 8 mean? What does number B mean? Man, you go back and start checking the Bible. I say, I didn't know that was even there. He's opened up some doors that we need also. And I talked to a pastor tonight at the hospital. He's ready. I tell you, I just don't know. God just bless him. Never met the man in my life. And he said, what are you doing? I said, yes, we do outreach and we do a video over there. He said, man, here's my number. Call me. Text me. Do whatever you got to do. Just let me get in on this thing. So God is moving. He's putting people in positions to do it. I also met another young man at the hospital on Friday. He gave me a tape. He got all the history of South Carolina and Orangeburg on a little disc. Look at this. Y'all got to believe this man got this thing down here. I got to get back and he's going to call me. He got some of the people he done interviewed. He done interviewed Martin Luther King Jr. He got Dr. Spencer Dish, that physician. He got Earl Milliken. He got Elizabeth E. Wright. He got General Colin Powell. He got Joe Frazier on here. He got Julius Dean, Mary E. I don't even know some of these people. But he said he got several. Davis, oh my God. So we got to hook this up. We need to know our history too. So we're going to bring, we working on it. We're going to bring them in there too. And for other dudes, we got to get out of here for the night. It was a good show. I thank God for Brother Faith Walker coming on. You know we love you. We'll see you next week, same time, 10:30. For current events, anything you have out there that people need to know about it, we're going to do it for you. Just call us.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. I lay it all down. Yeah. In me.
because I see.